USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
On Thursday, President Trump signed an executive order to promote free speech on college campuses.
We will not stand idly by and allow public institutions to violate their students' constitutional rights. If a college or university doesn't allow you to speak, we will not give them money. It's very simple.
The president also says,
today's action is just the beginning of our efforts to protect free speech and advance our students' rights agenda.
Former Vice President Joe Biden is reportedly considering a pledge to name Stacey Abrams his running mate if he decides to enter the 2020 presidential race. Abrams is considered by some to be a rising star in the Democratic Party, although she did lose in Georgia's gubernatorial race last November. A final look at your numbers on Wall Street. The Dow was up 217 points to close at 25,962. This is USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year, a month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
A new report shows that school systems in the United States are not doing enough to protect students from drinking water contaminated with lead. Only 9 states, including the District of Columbia, require schools to test drinking water. EPA Administrator Andrew Wheeler says he plans to update drinking water regulations. A company whose slogan is that its product gives you wings was behind some lights in the sky above Los Angeles, which had people buzzing. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Up in the sky, it's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman. Yes, it's Superman.
No, it wasn't Superman, nor was it a meteor, nor aliens behind a flaming fireball that was seen burning above downtown L.A. on Wednesday night. The bright light that had people on social media wondering what it was ended up being a precision skydiving team. Red Bull says it was their Red Bull Air Force jumping from a helicopter in custom wingsuits for a film shoot.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell, the creator of MyPillow, is a sleep genius. He creates things to make your night's sleep better. He created the new Giza Dreams bed sheets. He started by using the world's best cotton grown in the Mediterranean, and it's ultra-soft, breathable, and extremely durable. Now, if you go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA when you click on the Giza Dream Sheet Special, you get 30% off and free shipping. 30% off and free shipping when you go to MyPillow.com.
Senator John McCain passed away last August, but President Trump is still sharing his opinion of his old adversary. This all began in a tweet from the president that says John McCain sent the fake dossier that was used to start the Mueller investigation to the FBI and the media, hoping to have it printed before the 2016 presidential election. From there, President Trump brought up McCain in Ohio, where he was giving a speech. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina was asked his opinion on McCain and the whole Trump-McCain feud.
There's no one I admire more than John McCain. I supported him in 2000. When he was the outside maverick in the Republican Party. I supported him in 2008 when he became the consensus choice. I love John McCain. I traveled the world with him. I learned a lot from him. He's an American hero, and nothing will ever diminish that. I think the president's comments about Senator McCain hurt him more than they hurt the legacy of Senator McCain.
Senator Graham continues,
My job is to represent the people of South Carolina. They want me to work with the president where I can. I've got to know the president. We have a good working relationship. I like him. I don't like it when he says things about my friend John McCain. And the best thing that can happen, I think, for all of us is to move forward and focus on the challenges like North Korea, Venezuela, our growing economy, fixing a broken immigration system, and on and on and on.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.